Hey, welcome back. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly podcast. And this is part two of Emotions, Can You Trust Them? We are in a series this summer. I kind of sound like a robot when I said that. We are in a series. Anyway, we are in a series this summer, which is focusing on letting the word of Christ dwell in us richly is always our focus. But this particular summer series is really focused on how we do that, and that we don't just do Bible study. We don't just read the word. We do Bible study. We do read the word, but we want to move away from just checking that off our list to it really loving the word of God with our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. We're to love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And by extension, we should love his word. The Bible is so clear about that. And so my mission, my hope, my passion, my joy is to encourage you in ways to do that in a practical sense. And this has been a pretty practical couple of episodes, and this will be today, the second part. I might even do a third part. We'll see. But right now, we are going to move forward again in talking about emotions and that role that they play or shouldn't play in our faith and in our understanding of God's word, what that actually looks like. So thank you always for being here. Thank you for leaving a note and clicking that like button or something like that. It really does help get other people aware, even if you don't share it. And of course, you could share the podcast too. I would love that because that, again, helps. And I love seeing the engagement. I love engaging with you as well. You can always leave a comment. If you read the show notes, you'll also see there's a way to listen to this without any commercial interruption. That is to go directly to my blog page where I host this podcast. You can, of course, listen on any podcasting hosting that is convenient for you, you know, YouTube or Spotify, even Audible, on Amazon, all of the different places that you like to listen to your podcast. Out of curiosity, maybe let me know where you're listening from. Where do you prefer to listen to your podcast? And that might help me as well in terms of how I engage. But again, we are moving forward in this little mini series. And emotions come up a lot. Obviously, they're very real and present in our life, and we have to deal with them. And how do we? And how do we let that our emotional life inform how we live out our faith? How do we trust God? Don't trust God? All those things. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. As we've been doing throughout this particular series, is we aren't doing a topical series in the sense of like every day I'm covering a different topic. What we're doing is modeling how to read the word, not exegeting it. In other words, we're not bringing ourselves in, pushing our agenda into the word. We're trying to exegete the word. And so we're modeling that. And we've been going through 1 John as a way to do that, because my passion is that you would avoid reaching for that self-help book first, but that you should test the word of God and know that it is true and it can sustain what you need and give you what you're looking for. So often I've seen in my own life and also in lives of women and men, people I'm engaging with in terms of talking about their faith, is that we're nervous too. We don't really trust God's word. We don't. We say we do, but we don't, because we don't actually reach for it first. We're reaching for a devotional first. We're reaching for a self-help book first. We're listening to a sermon first. I am passionate about helping you see that if you could just read the Bible, it would completely satisfy you. That's all you would actually need. And you might get some clarity from a pastor, sure, and clarity from a little devotional thought, sure. But maybe, just maybe, if you read the Word of God and trusted the Holy Spirit that you have dwelling in you, if you are indeed a believer in Christ, you have that, then read the Word. Trust the Holy Spirit. And what a huge difference it has made in my life when I made that switch. Instead of reading that book, I reached for the Word of God first. And at first it was hard because I was faced with, well, how do I begin? What do I read? And if you start at the beginning in Genesis, you might feel like, well, this is kind of dragging along. But that's because I didn't make that shift to saying, you know what? The Bible has taught me, I have learned as a Christian, that I have the Holy Spirit. The Bible has said, let the word of Christ dwell in me richly. Maybe I wasn't doing that. Maybe I wasn't trusting the Holy Spirit. Maybe I was really moving forward with my agenda, my thoughts, bringing my pain of my current situation into the moment because I'm just reading the Bible because I know I'm supposed to. But then I start reading and I feel bleh. I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like it's really doing anything because I was reading it, expecting it to do something rather than just reading God's word and allowing God to talk to me and trusting that he would. So we're shifting all that. If you would like to learn more, I would encourage you to go back to the very first episode in this series. And the first few, I talk about a variety of ways to do that. And then we picked up into moving into 1 John. So we're going to do exactly that today. And today, I'm releasing this episode on June 20th, the longest day of the year. Summer kicks off today. My husband and my best friend's husband and his son, little RJ, they're out in the lake enjoying their time together, and I'm enjoying a day here with you in this podcast and just living our life together, right? But it's also the longest day of the summer, which is all those hours of daylight, and we're going to move into this final passage. As spring ends, summer begins, we will end 1 John today. So we're going to be in chapter 5, verses 13, all the way through verse 21. I might revisit this passage in the next episode. We'll see what happens. But for now, let's go ahead and read God's word together. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 to 21 from the English Standard Version again today, ESV. Here we go. John speaking, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin and not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin. Let me go back. I don't edit these. I just go live and just talk and hope I pray I get it right. But I glanced over at the time and lost my spot. Let's go back to verse 16. Thank you for bearing with me. Verse 16, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. All right. Well, as a Bible teacher, pastor, I'll tell you once again, it is so challenging to not just sit here and exegete this whole passage and move into it with you. But that's not the point of this podcast. The point is to read the Bible and to trust and to talk about the ways that we should be reading the Bible and ways that we should not. And one of those ways that we should and should not is emotions. Of course, we're talking about that today. Can we even trust our emotions? And I think I established that in the previous podcast talking about that. No, we cannot trust our emotions. Our emotions are a gauge for where we are in our life. Our emotions are not a guide for our life. What is the guide for our life? Well, simply God. And how do we access that guide? Well, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us when we accept Christ. We receive him as our Savior. We acknowledge him as our Lord, as our Savior, acknowledge him for who he is to be acknowledged as. And that has been laid out for us here in 1 John multiple times, that he is the Son of God. He's the true God. He is eternal life. And that we have the Holy Spirit, of course, now dwelling in us. And then we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. And we return the favor by dwelling richly in the word. In other words, we don't just come to the Bible to read it, to check it off, and move on from there. We actually love God's word, and we choose it first. We choose his word. We choose life first, above everything else. Everything else is just commentary, including what I'm saying to you today. This should never be a substitute for getting into God's word. My hope is to provide a simple guide. So let's talk again about this idea of emotions and whether or not we should, or, you know, whether we should be trusting them or not. We've already established, like I said, we should not. And I also give a shout out to Dr. James Dobson, who wrote a great book years ago that I encourage you to revisit. It's going to be old old. It's so funny when we say that now and we talk about the 80s being old. Anyway, should we trust our emotions? No, we should not. It should be the word of God that we trust. But here's the deal. We are emotional people. God made us body, mind, spirit, all of that wrapped up in emotion. We see in his word that he gave us his word, and Jesus Christ himself was emotional. All the people living in the world, anyone writing the book, emotions have to do with that. But our emotions should not guide us. They should be the gauge for where we're at, and we should be sensitive to that. And then we should not let our emotions overrun how we approach God's word. We approach God's word as truth and fact, and we come to it respectfully and humbly. All right. Then we should also acknowledge that our emotions are connected into our being as a fallen person. All right. When I said yes to Jesus, when I say, I acknowledge you as the Lord of my life, I acknowledge your accomplishment on the cross for me. I needed that. I needed you to take my place, and I thank you that you did. I am still in a fallen world. I still wrestle with sin. And throughout God's word, we see all of these truths, well, played out, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against the spirit. In Ephesians 6, it says, again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, present darkness, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. In addition to that, I've got my own issues going on inside of me. And so if we come to the word expecting an emotional hit, that emotional hit probably needs to first be repent emotionally, like submit to the Father emotionally, acknowledge my emotions are not trustworthy and that I have a tendency to bring them into the word, or unfortunately even avoid the word of God when I don't feel like reading. This is why it's so important to establish a respectful, honored time of your day that you say, no matter what, God first, no matter what, the word first, no matter what, no matter how I'm feeling emotionally, even physically, I will be putting God first in my life, because everything else goes up and down. I might feel like it. I might not feel like it. And so I just do it anyway. Even if it does feel like, and I've talked against this, but even if it does feel like being in the word is just getting something off your checklist, hey, you know what? At least you're in the word. Now listen, let's go through some passages that remind us about how we can avoid using the Bible emotionally. Let's take a look at Psalm 37 real quick. Psalm 37, beginning in verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Why? Because if you delight in him, then his desires are your desires. It's not the other way around. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger, forsake wrath, fret not yourself. It only leads to evil. Going back to verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord. Let's take a look at Psalm 5. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Verse 11, let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. Right? See the author of Psalms and the various Psalms that are written with filled with emotion. In fact, one of the suggestions I had for you at the beginning of this whole podcast series was to use the Psalms as a way to enjoy your daily time and your time with the Lord. So as we read through 1 John 5, we see John saying to his little children, he says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And then he talks in verse 14 about the confidence that we have toward him. There's nothing wavering in him, nothing that we should have lack of confidence. If we ask anything according to his will, he gives us whatever we ask. No, he hears us. He hears us. Do we get our way? No, not always. My way would be that my dad would not have died of a terminal, terrible disease for a long period of time and suffering, that my mom would still be with me. She would not have been eaten up by cancer and died, right? I asked for God for healing for those things. My emotions were invested in keeping my dad here with me. I love him so much. So I go to God, and what do I have confidence in? He hears me. That's what I have confidence in. And that way I know that he is heard, and I know the truth of who God is. He's a loving God. And I don't have to worry then that he didn't answer my prayer my way. Am I still sad about it? Sure. Am I disappointed? Of course. Maybe even angry at times, but I still go back to a trustworthy God. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That's what my confidence is in. Verse 19, in the same passage, we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. No wonder why my emotions can be all over the place. That's the world I live in. I am from God if I believe in him, but this world is still not my home. It is still in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. Right? I want to frame this, and as we close this beautiful epistle of John, I want to encourage two things. Number one, that this epistle has reaffirmed the cornerstone, the most important things about our faith. And that would be perfectly, you know, suited for this particular topic of this podcast, that it's not in my emotional life, which wavers, but it is in the truth of who God is. And then the second point is that I want to encourage you as we close today's podcast to reread 1 John chapters 1 through 5 all in one sitting. It's short. It'll take you maybe 20 minute stops to read through the entire thing. Shorter than the time it'll take to probably even this podcast is taken, which is a little bit longer than normal today. So please trust the Holy Spirit. I encourage you of all things, above all things, to put God's word first, not your emotions. You do have emotions. They're going to trip you up. You're going to feel like reading or not feeling the Bible. Make it a disciplined part of your day and your relationships, everything you do, put that first. Read the Bible, whether or not you feel like it. When you are overcome by emotion, know that that will ebb and flow, and that you always have sure and true the word of God. But that will elude you if you're constantly reaching for another source first that's about the Bible, like a devotional, or even this podcast, or anything else that you could substitute in. Reach for God's word first, and be fierce in your self-discipline about trusting that you can learn from God right at his feet in his word. All right, we're going to continue on this podcast next week. When you come back here and listen, or however you're listening to this, I appreciate that. Thank you for connecting with me. Submit a question if you have any. I'd love to hear from you. Know, as always, you are loved. You are prayed for. I enjoy being with you together in God's word. And I look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Bye-bye for now.